You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Good morning. Joining us now is Jarrett Stepman. He is a writer for the Daily Signal. Jarrett, good morning. Happy Columbus Day.
Hey, thank you very much. Happy Columbus Day to you.
We're so glad you joined us. You have a really interesting piece here about the truth about Columbus. We see more and more cities and even states choosing to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day because there's this line out there, this story, this narrative that Columbus was a terrible, horrible, evil white man who came here just to decimate the Indigenous peoples. But you say there's a lot we don't know about Columbus and we're missing the truth.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And I think that at one time in America, Christopher Columbus used to be a very uniting figure. He stood for bold exploration. He stood, in many ways, for immigrants and those who came to the New World. But really, starting in the 1970s, there was a lot of revisionist history that tried to attack Christopher Columbus and say that, well, no, he was actually a genocidal monster who tyrannized indigenous peoples. And I think in recent times, this has really started to pick up steam, where now a lot of city councils have removed Columbus Day and replaced it with Indigenous Peoples Day. Big cities like Los Angeles and a lot of other small cities around the country. And we're seeing a lot of other cities put this day under review for replacement for Indigenous Peoples Day. So you've also seen a lot of statues and things like that attacked around the country, much like what you saw with the Confederate statues earlier this year.
Yeah, it seems like it's parts of a whole. You're mentioning the Confederate statues and then Columbus Day, and that like there were times in our history where we felt like we were pretty much a well-formed country. I think after the Cold War, for instance, after World Wars I and II, there was probably a sense that the country was headed in the right direction, that we were the greatest in the world, that we were an exceptional country. But now it seems like in 2017, so much of our conversation is now animated by the United States is deeply flawed, it's a broken country, and it's refusing to acknowledge its broken past.
That's absolutely right. And I think you have to see this as part of a whole. I mean, I think this whole movement often, I mean, men like Columbus or, you know, you could say Robert E. Lee, or there's plenty of other statues too, even ones like Abraham Lincoln. Men in the past are dehumanized. And for this, basically, this ideology that says that all of American history is bad. This country was founded on bad things, and that it really shouldn't exist as it does. And I think that's generally been the narrative from these people. I think that the individuals on these statues have kind of been stand-ins for what they see as evil about America. I mean, I think a lot of people say, "Well, America is an exceptional country." And some people try to denounce that, but others say, hey, America's an exceptionally evil country, too.
I think
that's what you see with what's going on with the Columbus statue.
Jarrett, you mentioned a little bit about the history of Columbus Day. It was started by President Benjamin Harrison. Why was it started?
Yeah, so I think that's kind of an unknown part of Columbus Day, is that really it was in response to what was the worst mass lynching in American history that took place in New Orleans of Italian-Americans in that city. And I think Benjamin Harrison, a lot of Americans thought that was wrong. He stood for Catholicism, and he stood for, of course, an Italian man. And at that time in history, those groups were very unpopular with, frankly, white supremacists like the KKK, who weren't too happy with the idea of celebrating this man. So it's controversial at the time amongst these extremist groups, but Americans as a whole accepted what Benjamin Harrison did, and a lot of other Americans embraced Christopher Columbus as this great uniting figure who at one time stood for immigrants and stood for people who boldly came to the New World. And I think that's kind of what's sad in this whole attack on Christopher Columbus is Americans in some ways are very inclusive people, we now must dehumanize and attack those of our past and replace them with others. And I think that that's a very tragic thing for modern times.
You mentioned here something that I did not know about how Columbus was trying to find gold. Tell us what the gold was for. I thought he was just looking for the New World to bring back riches to Spain. What was he really looking
for? That's been a narrative that's been popular, especially by the left-wing historian Howard Finn. But that's kind of a misconception about what Columbus is about. Columbus was a fervently religious individual. He was trying to go to Asia to convert people to Christianity. At the time, he felt that, and many others in Europe, felt that Christianity was under assault by the Muslim world. I mean, it came in the wake of Constantinople, which at one time represented Christianity in the East, falling to essentially Muslims. And so he was trying to fund, essentially, crusades to take back what he saw as Christian lands in the East. And I think it's a misconception of people now. They don't really understand the history of the times and what was happening. There's a lot of people who thought that the world was going to come to an end. They thought that Christianity was going to die in Europe. And so a lot of people like Columbus traveled to new lands to try to create converts to Christianity and try to send back money to aid what he saw was his religion.
You know, I want to ask you, kind of modernize this question for you for a moment, Jarrett. You know, we talk about immigration all the time, and Democrats sort of uniformly have a position that all immigration is good immigration, and that it's all a net positive for the United States. And then the exception to this rule appears to be Christopher Columbus. The one terrible immigrant we've ever brought in was the guy who played, like, an instrumental role in discovering the United States.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what there's something funny about this, isn't it? Some of the rhetoric around this, I mean, Indigenous Peoples Day is set to replace this. I mean, at one time, we would say that, well, that sounds rather nativist in its conception. You know, we're talking about a man who is just, an immigrant, who is a bold man. You know, we think that, you know, people on the left celebrate immigrants, but I guess, you know, when it's a guy coming from Europe, I guess there's some distinction there that they make that, you know, maybe, oh, they say, well, that's wicked and evil, that's monstrous. So, you know, I do find it funny a lot of the rhetoric on this issue. I mean, again, you know,
If you're going to hold the line, Jarrett, just be like, okay, you violated the sovereignty of these indigenous peoples, so now we have the opportunity yet again to assess our sovereignty. Why wouldn't we want to maintain our sovereignty if that's the standard?
Exactly, and that's exactly right. And that's what, again, you know, when I kind of hear this rhetoric around Columbus and that they're attacking him, there's so much hypocrisy on this issue. And again, I think he's a stand-in for what they see as American, you know, which was, you know, very many ways a product of European immigration to the United States at one time, and certainly the transatlantic crossing of those people. I mean, it's amazing that these people who are so fervent about immigration in our own day see this as a problematic thing of an earlier day. I mean, it's really an incredible juxtaposition.
Yeah, well, the stupid is strong lately all the way around. Jarrett, thank you so much for deconstructing this for us, because I learned something by reading your piece. And Jarrett is a writer for the Daily Signal. Thank you, and happy Columbus Day.
Thank you so much. Happy Columbus Day to all your listeners.
Look at the two of you, these brave acts of rebellion, yelling happy Columbus Day in public.
I'm such a rebel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.